good morning to you. We will now continue to go to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish and say good morning and bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abongile. Ça va très, très bien, merci.
Monsieur, interesting days that we live in, but the Kenyan police who killed a teenager during a COVID-19 curfew will be prosecuted, finally.
Yes, Patrick Ndema, Constable Patrick Ndema, who shot dead this guy, 13-year-old, on his balcony in March. He's going to be charged with murder. And it's very interesting because, you know, the argument is that the Kenyan police have been overzealous in enforcing this curfew. I mean, we've had that argument in our own country too, eh? At least a dozen people have died, been killed by police in enforcing this curfew. Now, we did have this incident where we had the Africans saying they wanted to investigate, or they wanted Human Rights Commission, UN Human Rights Commission, to investigate the police killings in the United States, and the Human Rights Commissioner head said, sure, we will investigate, but we will investigate more than just in the United States. So I think that's Kenyans deciding, well, all right, they can't be seen to be calling for an investigation and not doing anything themselves.
And, Monsieur, we continue to look to the African continent. And in other news, it seems that Eswatini says that, you know what, we're done with alcohol. We're going to be fighting the spread of the coronavirus. So it's over with alcohol for us for now.
Patrick Ambrose Danili, the Prime Minister, has made this announcement. It'll come into effect on the 1st of January. The 643 cases of corona and 6 deaths, but they say there's been a recent surge. They haven't given any more details on this. But, you know, Abs, the most interesting thing is South Africans flocked into, I mean, you know, from where I live, it's a fairly short drive, flocked into Eswatini during the curfew, when the liquor, you know, before the liquor ban was lifted. And did that add to the surge or the increase in the cases? We don't know. But they've said this is the way they're going to fight it. I'm waiting to get those figures of how big the surge has been. But and they've done it before in incidents when there's been a criminal incident or something. They banned liquor in certain areas, liquor sales in certain areas. Very interesting to see, huh?
And it's going to be happening, Monsieur. I don't want to lie. Since we talked about it yesterday, I'm waiting for you to tell me there's been fighting once again. And I'm waiting. I'll wait again tomorrow to hear what's the latest. But Malawi's president says, everyone, please remain calm. It's still a tight election.
Yes, indeed. Long, long queues they are neck and neck, he and Lazarus Chakwera. You know, he had people very, very happy to be voting again. One of the reports I read, this guy sort of frog-jumped all the way to the polls and then sang while voting. You know, they're just delighted that they're having another chance to vote, and they believe that the last election was rigged. But the Electoral Commission, interestingly, says that it's predicting a fair outcome. Well, that's what we're hoping for, to get Malawi back in the path of stability, on its way to stability.
Well, Monsieur, tomorrow you know I'm going to be waiting for those good news to say we have a winner that's announced, that there's no more delays, there's no more fighting, there's no more whatever. I'm crossing fingers, really. Anyways,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. Ademir, Monsieur.
All the best. Ademir, of you.
Thank you so very much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, giving you the latest coming from the African continent.